The worst thing that's ever been done to me, by anyone, ever, was when my father, full of good intention, didn't tell me my grandmother, my nonna, had died. Not even that she was sick. Not until after she died. Not until after the funeral, the burial. All of it. I, at once, found out about the potential and reality of hallowing loss in one fell swoop. I wasn't even 10. The road to hell, right? Not that I'm in hell, no, that's clearly scare tactic 101 for organized religion, but where I am may actually be worse. Don't let them find that out. It's also important to note that organized religion was a big deal to my nonna. To my father, too, and I'm guessing it still is, but I'm dead, so what do I know? He's changed on a great number of things during my life, but that one I'm pretty sure is as solid as the rock Peter built the church on. I had to go there. It was too easy. I'm sorry. Anyway, if you don't have a relationship with your grandparents, or also to say, a poor one where you wouldn't be affected by not being told that your grandma was dead already, let me explain why this mattered so much to me. As you know, I practically lived with my grandparents, 4 states away from home, all summer long until I was 18. They were basically my parents for a fourth of every year. I had the chicken pox there, I was potty trained there, my birthday is also in the summer, so my nonna would make my birthday cakes, if you can call them that, because she'd make a giant cookie and cover it in Cool Whip and top it with blueberries. Come to think of it, I've never had one since. Not one like that, anyway. After she died, I still continued to go down to visit every single year. She died in March. I went down in June like nothing ever happened. That's how it felt to me, anyway. Everyone else knew what was happening. Everyone else knew she was sick. My parents, my aunts, my uncles, my cousins, even the youngest ones. Everyone had known, just not me. I can still remember the first morning I woke up and started a summer without her. She wasn't there to wake me up as she always did. A gentle prod, a kiss on the forehead, a whisper that breakfast was ready. I rolled over, rubbed my eyes gently, and stumbled out of my room toward the hallway. At the end of the hallway, where the door to my room was, there were 3 more doors. It was sort of like a cul-de-sac of rooms. One door led to another bedroom, and the other to the master bedroom where Rocco slept, my grandfather. He was still asleep, and I knew that because I couldn't hear the television from the living room, which would have been on if he were up. I suppose he could have been in the back room opposite to where I was standing doing accounting or something. He was sometimes at a desk with lots of papers doing some kind of math on one of those large calculators. You know, the ones with the paper receipts and loud noises? I knew he wasn't there this morning in particular, though, because the door to his room was still closed. He didn't speak much, and rarely ever, to me. I can remember a moment or two on some days, but he had to be in an especially good mood. Usually, though, everything was done through Nonna. She was the conduit. She was the reason my mom even felt comfortable enough to let me be there. But hold that thought. I'm about to have my second visitor. I knew I'd see you here. I don't know how, but I did. I knew it.
You did not.
What do you mean, I did? I did.
Mi bello. It's okay. It's okay.
I never thought I'd see you again.
But I'm here. I'm here now. I don't have long, okay? I need you to listen.
No, you have to stay. You just got here. Rainey, don't do this. Stop this. Now, I've waited too long, Rainey.
Listen.
Just come on, please.
Listen to me, please. Just stop expecting the worst. Huh? Stop thinking that there's always something about to happen, about to hurt you. It's not true, Belle, okay? It's not true. You know your parents' wedding album? When I hid from your dad?
Yeah. Yeah, I have it still, but Nonna, I didn't do so well at that either.
It's not about that. I saved it for you to show you everything. Everything bad can only happen because something good had first. Don't forget that. You had the choice then, and you'll have it again. You will. You will. You will.
What? Why do you say I will again? What does that mean? I love you too.
I love you.
I love you. Nonna, where are you going? Nonna. Once I'd walked into the living room and saw for sure I was alone, I just stood there for a minute. The orange shag carpet, plastic on the couch, the painted portrait of Rocco and Maria at some wedding a decade earlier, hanging there large, staring at me. I meander to the kitchen and get a bowl, spoon, and some cereal. Cheerios, even though I knew my cousin's house would have the good stuff. You know, Lucky Charms, Crunch Berries, Reese's Puffs, you name it. I shouldn't have milk, but I do. I'm not allergic, but I'm lactose intolerant. It's gonna feel like someone is stabbing my insides, like grabbing hold of my intestines and twisting. I put on Cartoon Network, and I start to eat my cereal at the counter. I don't care that it'll hurt later. It already hurts now.